It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. I want to show you something right away. This is a silhouette of something. It's an outline that's filled in. That's what a silhouette is. What does it look like to you? A vegetable that's the color orange that a lot of people and animals like to eat. I'll show you a picture of it. See that? And see how the silhouette is just like the outline of that carrot. A carrot and its silhouette. Now I'll show you another silhouette and see if you can guess what this is. This one is difficult, but it's a silhouette of something else to eat. Some people like them baked, some like them mashed, and some like them French fried. A potato. See that? Mr. McFeely's going to bring a friend of his to visit here in a while, and his friend's name is Jim West. And Mr. West is a shadow artist. Instead of using paper to make silhouettes, Mr. West uses his hands, like this. So, hello, hello. Oh, maybe that's they now. It is. Come in,
speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Mr. Rogers, I'd like to meet Jim West.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. West, I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Jim West. Come on in.
All righty.
Now, where do you do your shadow artistry?
Well, we need a big, clean piece of wall or...
Well, what about out in the kitchen?
Well, let's take a look at the kitchen. This would be great right here on the refrigerator. Could do it right there. Do you have our light, Mr.
McFeely? Oh, I do. I do. I have a flashlight right here. I should put it on the table.
That's a good spot for it.
All righty,
right,
I'll turn it on there for
you. Need the other lights out?
That would help.
All righty.
There, you see, we got a nice shadow there.
Oh, I should say. Look at that.
And a real easy one to make. You want to try this, Mr. McFeely? You just put your hands together like that, and you can make an alligator. Got it? That's good. That's good, Mr. Rogers.
Quite a lot of alligators in the pond.
Okay, show them the bird.
You want to see the bird?
Yes.
All right, take your two hands, and they could be dogs, but we're not going to make them dogs. We're going to cross them in front of each other, hook their ears together, and there, get a nice bird fly.
Isn't that beautiful?
Do you want to try that, Mr. Rogers?
Now, how did you say you'd do that?
Two hands, cross them in front of each other. Hook the ears together, or the fingers. And just keep your hand a little bit flatter. There you go. See? And then, you can turn that into a bat or a butterfly. And if you hook your thumbs that way, turn into a big spider, have it climb right up the refrigerator.
There we go.
And you know, I used to be afraid of spiders.
You did?
I used to be a little afraid of the dark too, but when you play with shadows, you can turn that big scary spider right back into a bird and all that. Just fly right away.
I bet it helped you to use your hands in making shadows.
Oh, it sure did. And I had a lot of fun with it too. We could make an elephant and bring the circus to town. And he kind of raises his trunk. Or we could have a horse in the circus parade. And then In the winter, we can turn that horse into a reindeer.
Isn't that wonderful?
Or we could have a duck, and it could quack, 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 quack. And we can turn that duck right into a bulldog.
Oh, one of my favorites is the swan.
Oh, well, you really have to put your whole body into this one. Use your head.
Look at that.
Hello, swan.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
I like you.
Oh, thank you.
We better get going, hadn't we?
We have a show at the neighborhood school today.
Oh, you're going to go over there?
Yeah, we just stopped by to say hi.
Well, thank you. I'll take the flashlight. We'll need that, right? Okay.
Now put it here. Thank you for stopping by to say hi and to show us your shadows.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And I'll keep looking for that light bulb tape.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Did you often do this when you were a little boy? I mean, I would think that it would take a lot of practice to be able to know how to...
Oh, you do have to practice a lot. And sometimes if it doesn't look quite right, you're not doing it wrong. Just the light's a little different, shifted around, and,
I see.
And you'll get it right in the light.
Because my friends will probably enjoy making their hands do shadows like
speedy
that.
Speedy delivery
to you, Mr. McFeely. Bye, Mr. West. See, after you practice those things... Oh, I loved that elephant, didn't you?
Ooh.
Well, come on, trolley. Last time in Make-Believe, Robert Troll and Trolley went to Daniel's clock to play, but they didn't tell anybody. So for a while, nobody knew where the trolley was. They didn't do it to be bad. They just weren't thinking. Let's just make believe now that Queen Sarah and Robert Troll are talking about it as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of Make-Believe.
That's correct, Trolley. Yes.
Yeah. We didn't mean it, did we, Trolley? No, we didn't mean it. Right. Stay on schedule, and we'll see you later. Who gets that about?
Now, Robert Troll.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand about taking the trolley?
Yes, Queen Sarah. I think I understand. Who gets that about?
The trolley is supposed to stay on its track.
I realize that, Queen Sarah, but see, if I hadn't taken it off the tracks, I wouldn't know about all those other things that the trolley can do.
Trolley does other things?
Oh, uh-huh. Yes, it does. Oh.
Queen Sarah and Robert Troll, I presume?
Correct. As usual, King Friday.
It's time for your meeting, Sarah.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Excuse me, Robert Troll.
Sure, Queen Sarah. We'll talk again some other day.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you, dear, for reminding me.
One of the joys of husbandry.
All right, well, we'll see you later then, King Friday.
Just a moment, Robert Troll. Before you go...
Yes, sire.
Would you be disposed to helping me with a small royal errand?
Me? Helping you?
Yes.
I'll be disposed for that. Yes, Admiral, you betcha. What do you need?
Well, it's a matter of returning some things that were left behind.
Oh, no problem. Hey, son, I return. I can do that. When you see me. What kind of things?
Shadows.
Shadows?
Just a moment. I'll get them. Here they are.
Oh. Look, you see, by those shadows, yeah. That looks like Henrietta Pussycat. Yes, I would consider that. Yep, right. How about this one? Let's get that one. Oh, XCO. Here's your brother. Yes. And there is, let's see who this one is. Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Correct, yes.
You've seen that. Okay. And that's got to be Don Quixote. Because that?
Correct.
Good.
Yes, they were all here a few days ago, and their shadows stayed on. I think they should be reunited.
Johannes, I'm not quite sure. I'm a little mixed up. I mean, what, I don't understand. How can a shadow be in one place and then it's in, and then see, I don't understand that.
It's make-believe, Robert Troll.
Oh.
Sufficient explanation. Yes.
Gotcha, Johannes. Make-believe. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So thank you for your help.
Pleasure to serve you, Johannes. Big as about.
Thank you. Come along, Shadow.
Shadows there. Yes. I like the shadow there, but saying, huh? Next the owl. Yes, in that lot.
Hi, Robert Troll.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, we're Sandalot. It's good to see you.
I'll say, I have a free day, a carefree day. Want to do something with me?
Sure, you're waiting for Sandy. You want to do something with me?
Of course. What do you want to do?
Oh, let's deliver shadows.
How can you deliver shadows?
This kind of shadow, see?
That looks like Don Quixote.
Yes, and it's Henry. Who's this one look like? Get that.
Henrietta.
Yes, it was.
I never saw such a thing.
Didn't that something? We get that, but. And who is this one?
X.
Right, we get that. And there's her Elizabeth.
Oh, Bell. Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, we've got to deliver them to their owners real fast. We get that, but.
Their shadows?
Well, that's make-believe. Hmm?
Of course.
Yes. Okay, well, we got sand then. We better get going then. We got sand then. Let's hurry up and make speedy deliveries, and then when we have it, we'll have time later on for something else, okay? We can do
okay.
Other things.
Okay, well, I'll take Harriet Elizabeth Cow and Don Quixote over to someplace else.
Good. And I'll take Henrietta Pussycat and actually out over the tree.
Well, should we meet back here?
Oh, good idea. We can sand about it, huh?
Doot!
Henrietta. Oh.
Meow, Robert Troll, meow.
I didn't mean to startle you, dear, but it's that about.
Meow, sunbathing, meow, meow.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a beautiful day to sunbathe,
meow.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to sunbathe without your own shadow, though, right, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 mean.
Well, see, you left your shadow over at the castle, and King Friday wanted me to bring it back to you.
Meow, I'll be. Meow, I'm really glad Meow Shadow's back.
Oh, I bet you're glad your shadow's back.
Meow didn't know Meow Meow gone.
You didn't even miss it, did you?
Meow, 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 well, my other shadow.
Oh, well, that one's X the Owl.
Oh,
see?
Meow, Meow, call him.
Sure, yeah, why don't we both call him?
Meow, okay.
Okay, make a sound about Ron.
Meow.
X, make a sound about X.
Meow.
Maybe he's not home.
Hey, what's happening, you all?
Meow, 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 see, meow, Robert Troll, meow, meow, meow.
Oh, what is it, Robert Troll?
Your shadow.
My what?
Your shadow, X. You left it over at the castle the other day, and King Friday wanted me to bring it back to you, but see, Ron what?
I can't believe it. I thought I saw my shadow inside my tree just a few minutes ago.
Did you?
Meow, 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 mine, too.
Oh, we must have left them together.
Well, you're not the only ones who left them, because Harry Elizabeth's cow left hers, Don Quixote left his, and he gets out about.
Mammy taking theirs now, too?
Lady Evelyn's helping me with that. She took those over there in the advance, and I took them here.
I bet they'll be surprised when they see their shadows coming home.
They will, yes, yes.
It's time for a break, everybody.
Yay. Oh, I agree with that, Donkey.
Busy day.
Yeah,
you came at just the right time, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, thanks, Harriet. I've enjoyed the work, and it's really complicated.
Yeehaw, you catch on quickly.
Well, it's the post-machine sorting that takes practice, I think.
You're right there. Could I get you a little refreshment?
Oh, no, thanks, Harriet. I've been exhilarated by the work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
I just remembered why I came here in the first place.
Hee-haw. I bet you wanted a nice stroll in the country and you got talked into working here.
No. I was supposed to deliver something to each of you.
Oh.
Wonder what that is.
No.
Here's yours, Don Quixote.
Why, it's my shadow. I wondered where it was.
Yes.
Welcome home, Shadow. I've missed you. Where were you hiding?
Well, there were several shadows left at the castle, and Robert Troll and I have been delivering them.
Oh.
Guess who's this is.
Oh, with little horns like that, it's got to be mine. Thank you, Lady A.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for letting me help out here on the farm.
Yeah, we'd better get back to work now, too. Want to stay on for the next shift, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, I'd like to, but I told Robert Troll that I'd meet him at the castle after I deliver the shadows. Gosh, I hope he's still waiting for me.
Well, thanks anyway for your delivery, and come back anytime.
Yes, come back anytime.
Yeah.
With or without your shadows.
Oh, I will. Thanks ever so much. Farewell.
Come on, Harriet.
All right.
We've got to get over to the washer-dryer sorter dumper and start on here again.
No, Troy. I was just resting my eyes. Yeah. No, it's been okay. Everything is fine. You'll have time, what? Yeah. Well, I've been delivering shadows. Big plot. Well, it would surprise me too, but no more surprising than what you can do, though, Troy. Yeah. Well, the king and queen were just too busy to listen. That's what the problem was. They get
done. Listen to what?
Huh? Oh. I didn't see you hear you come up there, lady. I sound about it.
Ah. Well, what were the queen and king too busy to listen to, Hytrol?
To what I learned about what the trolley could do when last time I took it off its tracks.
Well, I'm not too busy to listen.
Did you get your shadows delivered?
Oh, yes. And I helped with some farm work besides. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long.
No.
Now, what's
fine.
This about the trolley?
Are you sure you want to know?
Is it scary?
No, I don't think it's scary.
Well, then, I'm ready to learn if you're ready to teach me.
Okay. All right, Trolley. Lady Aberlin and I would like to see the time the king gave me the shadows. Just a little while ago.
Why, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. Can Trolley show anything that happened in the past?
Oh, I think so. Can you, Trolley?
How about that time when we were in the opera?
Robert Troll! Robert Troll!
Queen Sarah.
The trolley's place.
I can explain.
Is on the tracks. The trolley's place is on the tracks.
Yes, ma'am.
Say, you can explain?
Yes.
Very well. You may both come inside and explain. In the meantime, Trolley, try to keep to your schedule. Yes.
And Sarah, it was really the most amazing thing.
It looks like Robert Troll has discovered that extra special something about the trolley. We'll pretend more about that next time. There's a poem that I'd like to read to you. It's about a shadow. It's called My Shadow. Where is it here? Here it is. It's by Robert Louis Stevenson. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, very like me, from the heels up to the head, and I see him jump before me when I jump into my bed. Let's see who that is. Visitors. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely again. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Well, when I took Jim West to the school, I found the tape you wanted, How People Make Light Bulbs.
Oh, do you have time to stay and watch it?
I do have a few moments.
Good, come in.
But before we watch I would like to show you some different parts of the light bulb.
Oh, what is that?
Now, this part is the bulb part.
Mm-hmm.
And this part is the mount. Mount. You see? And the wire is what lights up this part.
This in here.
That lights up.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you see the tape, You won't be able to see this go inside because the bulb will be frosted.
Oh, this will be all white.
All white. Now, this is how it works. It goes in like that.
Hmm.
Begins to look a little bit like a light bulb.
I should say.
So I thought I'd show that to you first.
Thanks. And then will you tell me about
this? I will. I'll tell you about how light bulbs are made, how people make them.
Good. Let's look at that now.
Alrighty.
On picture, people make light bulbs.
When people make light bulbs, they start by loading these clear glass bulbs onto a big machine that puts them into a row.
Looks like they're sliding down a hill.
They're actually going to the next part of the machine.
This part looks like a wheel.
Yes, and if you look closer, you can see the bulbs being gently moved off the wheel.
Oh, yes.
They're pushed down so they can travel to another part of the machine that heats the glass.
Oh, it heats the glass.
Heats it.
Looks like they're spinning.
That's so the flame can heat the whole bulb instead of just part of it.
I see. Isn't that interesting? What's this woman doing?
She's checking the powder that will be sprayed inside the bulb to turn it white. Now, there's the powder.
Aha, well, that makes them look more like the light bulbs I use at home. That looks like what you showed us earlier.
Well, that's right. Those are the mounts that will go inside the bulbs. First, they get set up. You see, they're being set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bulbs are lowered down on them. Incidentally, that special wire that I showed you is called a filament. It's really what makes the light bulb light up.
And why are they getting heated again?
The heat melts the glass just enough to close it up.
Oh. This is complicated, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. Mm-hmm. And then this part of the machine cuts off the bottom part of the bulb, which isn't needed anymore.
Looks very hot.
Oh, it is, but everyone who works there is very careful.
Now, what are these?
Well, each of those is called a base. It's the last part that will be added to the bulb.
Looks like he's checking to see if everything's working all right.
Exactly. People build these fancy machines to put together the light bulbs, and it takes people to make sure these machines work just right.
What's her job?
She checks to see if the finished light bulbs look right and work right.
Mm-hmm.
See? Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
They work right. And this part of the machine also checks the light bulbs to make sure they light up. See, they call it flashing.
Because the lights are flashing on and off.
That's
huh?
Right.
Now it looks like they're going down a slide.
They are going down a slide, right into a big bin. And there's the big bin. And once it fills up, it's taken over to the packaging machine.
Light bulbs.
A lot of light bulbs.
They certainly do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, this part of the machine is called the scrambler. All the light bulbs are put into a row.
Oh, look at that. That reminds me of a merry-go-round.
Well, that's the light-up reel where all the light bulbs are checked once more to make sure that they work.
Just imagine people figuring out how to make all these machines.
With a lot of hard work and imagination. Now the bulbs get put into boxes. There they go into boxes.
Oh, I see them sliding in under there.
Right. And then the flaps are being folded down by that part of the machine.
Uh-huh. And then the boxes are finally closed. They're closing up the boxes. And they're ready for people everywhere to use.
I'll think of that every time I turn on a light bulb. Thank you, Mr. McPhee.
Well, you're welcome, and I'll take the tape back to the school library. I'm glad I finally found it.
I'm glad, too. Grateful to you.
Speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
I have one more silhouette to show you. Silhouettes are a little like shadows, aren't they? You know what that is? Silhouette of a tree. When my sons were little boys, I used to tuck them into their beds and turn off the light and sing a little song to them. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. We love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love you. If you have something or somebody you love, you might like to sing to them too. It always gives me a good feeling to think about children like you loving other people. That's what makes all of us human beings so special, our being able to love. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.